Saving money on your outdoor project? Now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Robin Washit.
Blissful ignorance, I think it could be an advantage here.
Robin Washit.
Yeah, I'm a ball guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely huge.
The hot takes.
Wash it. Wash it's good. Wash it.
Yeah, wash it's real good.
Wash it. Wash it's good.
Oh, that transfer portal's just spinning wildly right now. Football just got wound back up, but basketball's been winding and grinding for the last couple of weeks, and it just spat out a couple more today.
Oh! The grind boys.
Yeah. Chucky Hepburn is entering the portal, leaving Wisconsin, apparently. We bring on Robin Washit of HuskerOnline.com. Certainly a few folks in this part of the country might be interested in where Mr. Hepburn ends up. Robin, what did you think about today's news? Did it surprise you?
Yes, just in the sense that it seems like he's been rumored to hit the portal for like the last three off seasons, and for it finally to happen, I guess it was a bit surprising, but not stunned, just considering there had been so many rumors and talk about him possibly wanting to explore his options elsewhere, and that he wasn't necessarily the happiest with how he was being used and the NIL situation in Madison. So, surprised, not shocked that he officially hit the portal.
Chances that Nebraska has of landing him, like, is that even a worthwhile question at this moment in time?
I mean, I guess you never say never, but I doubt it. You know, they have two veteran point guards on the roster right now, including one they just got to commit from on Monday with Raleigh Wooster. So unless one of those guys leaves, I don't know. I mean, right now, if that would be good business to go ahead and do that. And, you know, Chucky's going to be in high demand in a lot of different places. Michigan State is a team that immediately has kind of jumped to the forefront of that discussion. Louisville has been thrown around. You know, and then obviously there's the talk of potentially a package deal at one of those two schools or elsewhere with Frankie Kibler. So it sure sounds like Nebraska's kind of on the outside of this conversation. But, you know, you never say never. But I would be probably, if I'm talking about being surprised, I would be surprised if Chucky ended up in Nebraska.
Well, let's talk about Raleigh Wooster, Utah point guard who Nebraska confirmed earlier this week. What do you think about his addition?
I mean, it makes a lot of sense just in the fact that they needed point guard depth. You know, they didn't have that many on the roster to begin with. We had Euless, but he hasn't played a game in, you know, almost 2 years now. So, you know, they needed more bodies, especially after losing Lawrence. So getting him gives you another true point guard on the roster. It allows Bryce Williams to move more off the ball, which I think is plays to his strength a little bit more. And then you know, he's a guy that is a lockdown defender. He's not the best shooter out there, but you know, he plays high-level defense. People say that he was the best defender Utah had for the last three seasons. His assist-to-turnover ratio was excellent. So he's just a true facilitator, perimeter defender, point guard that has started 101 games under Craig Smith. So there's a lot to like there. And so, you know, just for what Nebraska needed to kind of supplement that backcourt, he checks a lot of boxes.
Do his three-point field goal shooting numbers concern you? He's just a career 29% three-point shooter.
I mean, sure, you'd like it to be a little bit better. But, you know, I think he's here not to be a scorer. He's supposed to get other guys' shots. So the bigger question is, you know, who are the shooters going to be around him? That's kind of one of the big voids right now. They need to bolster their front court with, you know, a little bit more size and defensive-minded players, in my opinion. They also need to replace the losses of their three best three-point shooters. So that is probably a bigger concern, not so much what he's going to provide, it's who he's going to be passing to. He's here to kind of be a quarterback of that offense, and kind of same way in Aaron Ulis. Like, Aaron Ulis isn't the best shooter either. So, you know, both those guys kind of fit the same bill, but they need somebody to pass to. So that's a priority for Nebraska going forward now, is kind of for one, they need at least one or two knockdown three-point shooters, and they did an off-guard to go along with Bryce Williams, who you can get the ball to, and, you know, he's able to go get a bucket with shot clock winding down.
Robin, what do you think of the Gavin Griffiths addition for Nebraska?
Yeah, he checked a lot of boxes as well. It's not about three-point shooting. He didn't shoot well at Rutgers at all. But, you know, Rutgers also was one of the worst offenses in college basketball. So no one on that team really shot the ball well. So the hope is that you get him in a more free-flowing, offensive-minded system like Nebraska has with Fred Hoiberg. That's going to kind of open things up for him. And he's 6'8". He was top 50 recruit coming out of high school. At the time that he committed to Rutgers, he was the highest rated signee Steve Feichel had ever had. And obviously that changed this offseason. But at that point, he was the highest rated recruit of the Feichel era. So, I mean, there's a lot of potential there. It never really came to fruition at all at Rutgers. But if you look at maybe his last 7 to 10 games, it seemed like things were finally starting to click for him a little bit, including a nice game against Nebraska. So, I mean, 6'8" shooter, you know, he fits a need for one of those perimeter type offensive minded guys. And then also with his length, it allows you to have some versatility with different ways that you can create mismatches with him, which, as always, is kind of Fred Hoiberg's MO.
Talking with Robin Washington of HuskerOnline.com, I believe 4 scholarships are still out there. And you mentioned a minute ago kind of where some of those needs are. How, you know, they've obviously done a decent job of getting the first 3 filled up in relatively short order. What are you looking at? What do you think you're looking at a timetable? And is there maybe a big swing out there, a big home run swing that could be out there on the radar?
Well, as you saw today, there's a lot of good players in the portal right now, and there's being more and more high-profile names added seemingly by the minute. So, yeah, there's still the possibility. Kind of, I talked about that kind of go-to score off guard. Like, that's kind of what I envision. Like, if you're going to take a big swing on a guy, that's probably the position where I think Nebraska really, really tries to make a push on somebody. Now, who are those names? It's unclear right now. It could be somebody that's not even the portal yet. They have until May 1st before the portal actually technically closes. So we still got a lot of time here for more things to shake out and more potential targets to hit the radar. But beyond that, I think they still need, like I said, to address their front court. You know, they need somebody that can protect the rim. And, you know, right now, they've got a lot of offensive-minded bigs, but, you know, they need some bruisers. They need a big body, athletic, defensive rebounding, you know, like shot-blocking big that, you know, when you're playing Texas A&M, you stand a little bit more of a chance. So, I haven't necessarily seen too many names. Like, they had the Igor Milicic, the kid from Charlotte, and he's 6'10", but he's kind of more of a stretch for offensive skill type guy. So we're still kind of waiting to see names that fit that bill that I was talking about. But like I said, there's still a lot of time here, and I don't think Nebraska's going to try to force the issue on anybody, even with 4 scholarships still to fill.
Surprised about the Frankie Fiddler stuff? It's interesting. I feel like we're almost a week behind now with talking to you about it. But, of course, you know, he was supposed to join the morning show. That didn't happen. What do you make of that and what it could mean?
Yeah, I get the sense that, you know, wherever Chucky goes, Frankie's going to go. That's just my read on it. Obviously, things can certainly change there. But it certainly seems like it's headed in that direction, you know, especially now that Chucky's officially in the portal. Michigan State, again, like I said, seems like a realistic option, and we'll kind of see what else comes of that. But, you know, I think Nebraska right now, things have certainly cooled off from what I've heard with Frankie in Nebraska. I think that there was a point there where it was a very real scenario, but, you know, I just don't know if it ever really matched up the way both sides kind of were hopefully envisioning. So, I would, like Chucky, I'd be surprised if Frankie ends up at Nebraska. If I were to guess, I'd say those two end up somewhere together as a fact.
We're down to the last, 9 days of spring football. week from Saturday will be the spring game. What's your thought on how things have gone so far this spring? I mean, it's always weird because, you know, you see a little bit of practice here and there. But overall, it seems like the messaging has been fairly positive through there. The quarterback play has sounded like it's definitely, if it's not ahead of schedule, it's at least on schedule. And really, the only big question is the running back room. At least that's my read on it so far.
Mm-hmm. And those things are just so hard to get full evaluations on, not only because they don't get to do a lot of, you know, live full scrimmages and to the ground tackling, which that's the only way you can truly evaluate a running game, but also because that room is so banged up right now. I mean, Ramir Johnson's not doing full contact. Gabe Urban's in and out of practice doing just limited stuff. So they've Quentin Ives has been in and out of practice with stuff. So like this, the availability of that room this spring makes it pretty much impossible to get a true read of where that unit is. And I'd say the same thing for, you know, the offensive line. Like you expect them to be better given the continuity and the veteran presence they have there. But, you know, the quarterbacks aren't getting hit. The running backs aren't going to the ground tackling. So like until they actually start playing real football, those are going to remain question marks. So this Saturday, I think it's going to be kind of the real big evaluation. So like last week they did a scrimmage, but it wasn't like the major big spring scrimmage. Like they practiced beforehand and then ended the day with a scrimmage. Like this weekend on Saturday is going to be like the big one where like they're playing full game-like football and getting a real on-field X's and O's evaluation of guys in an actual game-like setting. So what the takeaways coming out of that one, I think, are probably going to be the most informative stuff we've gotten all spring, even more so than anything we see in the spring game, just because of the actual real football eval the staff is going to be able to get from those guys.
1 week from tonight, NFL draft.
Oh, yeah.
First round. Giants have have the sixth pick.
They do.
Again.
For now.
Guys, Robin, I saw some mocks had them trading up for J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, or Drake May or Jaden Daniel. I have no idea what they're going to do. I also see them taking like three different wide receivers. One report said they were going to look at that Joe Alt from Notre Dame, like the tackles. Like, the reality is that no one has absolutely any clue what the Giants are actually going to do. I don't even know if the Giants have an idea what they're going to do at this point. So I try not to waste my time and energy reading potential mocks because Everything is so all over the map right now at six. And a lot of it is going to be whether or not they do trade up. Personally, I think that they should get a quarterback, just kind of buy Joe Shane and Brian Daboll some time, to have kind of a vision of the future a little bit. But you know, if they're in win now mode, a receiver makes a lot of sense.
Robin Washington, HuskerOnline.com. Robin, thank you again, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. See you later.
Bye, Robin.
Robin Washington joining us on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline. Speaking of next Thursday,
yes,
we're all going to be back at Oscars like we were at the beginning of the football season.
Let's go.
It's our spring game round.
Game round table, John.
Yeah.
I'm having pizza. Hashtag carbs.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to have pizza?
I hadn't thought that far ahead yet. I mean, if you're going to Oscars and not getting the wings,
it's a few days ahead of the marathon.
Very good point.
Two days ahead of the marathon. I'm going to be a pizza boy.
Well, we will be all at Oscars, and we will convene for an all-hands-on-deck roundtable during the Connor Happer Show.
That's going to be great.
And then we're going to stick around and be there.
We'll still be
there.
For
the Grum.
And you'll get my takes.
Ah, that sucks. What if listeners came up and gave you $5 to not speak?
Okay.
How much money do you think we could raise?
I don't know.
Well, it would be how much money I could raise.
No, it would go to John and me.
Oh, the no.
Yeah. But yes, come and see us next Thursday. It's going to be great.
If you don't want me to
Oscars,
talk, give me $5.
There you go. Dion writes, great guest, John. Interesting that John gets credit for Robin Washington.
The guest that we have on every Thursday at 3:30.
Good get, John.
Great get, John. Excellent work.
You ever wonder if Dion ate too many paint chips as a child?
I wonder a lot of stuff about Dion. Yeah. I wonder a lot of stuff.
I think Dion was around during the lead gas.
The lead gas.
Well, I was.
Isn't it lead back? Isn't it lead back? Isn't that what's back? What's back these days?
I don't think lead. Oh, lead's in Lunchables.
What's back? I'll tell you what's back.
Tell me.
The NBA play-in tournament.
Oh, tomorrow!
It's winding its way down, but right now, new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets. And it doesn't matter if that first $5 bet wins or loses.
Oh?
Bet five, get $150 in bonus bets.
Whoa.
Sounds like a really good deal, and it is. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/1620.
I know you're excited, John, for tomorrow's matchup between the Bulls and the Heat, as well as the Kings and the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
Those games, the play-in games, to find out who will get to face the one seeds in the East and Western conferences. Just go to FanDuel.com/1620, and you can get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, that then you can use for the rest of the NBA playoffs. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money.